Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Turn me to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Again, it's that speaking of our Lord's return. And while you're finding your place, let me just begin in verse number 13. The verse I want to get to is verse 16, but let me begin by reading verse number 13, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Again, we're talking about his coming in the rapture, the translation. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Let me just insert this. Paul, during his own personal ministry, was looking for the coming of the Lord. This is a great example. When he says, for we which are alive and remain, Paul in his own personal ministry was looking, well, Jesus could come today. And so I don't want to belabor the subject, but I just want to throw this in there. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ. John the Apostle was looking for the coming of Christ. Remember Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. And we today should be looking for the coming of Christ. Again, that imminent mentality. We're always to be waiting, to be looking, anticipating the coming of the Lord. And Paul said that, for we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Then verse number 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. I just had the honor of conducting another funeral just this past Thursday, and I read part of this scripture at the graveside. And as we were departing from the graveside, I read this in verse number 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. We can take great comfort in knowing that our loved ones who are saved, one day we're going to see them again. And we're going to spend eternity with them, and even better than that, eternity with Jesus Christ. And so we see that all these that I read in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4, they mention a trump, a last trump, but there's something different about this trump. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 identifies it not as an angel blowing the trump, but not a trump of an angel, but a trump of God. Big difference between a trump of an angel and a trump of God. Just another note, back when the Apostle Paul was writing this, a trumpet, when it blew, whether it's in the battle or whatever, it meant different things. In other words, they didn't have the walkie-talkies or cell phones like they do today to communicate on the battlefields. So by the blowing of the trumpets would signal whatever the commander-in-chief wanted the armies to do. In other words, you heard the old say, you know, somebody mentioned about the temple. Wasn't that Sunday night you mentioned about the Westerns or something, you know? Okay, you remember, and by the way, that's a great message Sunday night. Man, if you missed, that's a great message. But anyway, he mentioned the Western. Remember the Calvary, they hit the reveille or whatever, they charge, you know? Okay, they did the same thing during the days of Jesus. They'd signal the charge on the battlefield. There was a certain sounding of the trumpet. They knew to charge. They knew a certain sounding of the trumpet. They knew, well, to retreat. And there was also sounding of the trumpet if they're fighting and the army surrendered. There's a sound of the trumpet that literally says the battle's over. It's time to come home. Now let that one sink in. The battle's over. It's time to come home. Could it be that that's what that signal means when we get that trumpet? I don't know. Just, it's a good thought that when they signal that trumpet, God's saying, okay, the battle's over. It's time to come home. And then there's another blowing of the trumpet where people are standing watch. And it literally is talking about the guard who is standing watch. Okay, your watch is over. And there's a certain sound of a trumpet that they would blow, and they would kind of like change shifts, if so to speak, your watch is over. So I like to think of it as the blowing of the trumpet that we read in 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4. And that light, hey, the battle's over, it's time to go home. By the way, this isn't my home. I have a home in heaven. How about you? So when we think about those things, the last trump in 1 Corinthians 15 and in First Thessalonians chapter number 4 is a different trump altogether than we read in Revelation chapter number 11 and the sounding of the trumpet, and we'll read about that a little bit later. There's going to be more trumpet sounding, by the way, so it cannot literally mean the last trump. There's going to be other trumpets sounding after this trumpet. I read again yesterday, during the millennial reign of Christ, there's going to be feasts of some of those Jewish feasts, and there's a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for, Danny? Not dispute, not the word, controversy or whatever. Talk about which feast will be during the millennial reign of Christ, which Jewish feast will once again in the temple. There will be a temple in the millennial reign of Christ that will be built, and it's a whole other story. But there will be trumpets blowing in the millennial reign of Christ at that temple. So I get to say, what's he talking about, the last trump? There in Revelation chapter number 11, and when the angel sounded, it's that last trump of God's judgments on this earth. So I just want to throw that into you, and let me turn back to Revelation chapter number 11. Have a lot going on here. So verse number 15, the seventh angel sounded, and I want you to see in verse number 15, those of you who are taking notes, the announcement that we hear, the seventh angel sounding, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Okay. The kingdoms of this world shall become. That's telling you something. That the kingdoms of this world today doesn't belong to the Lord. It belongs to the devil. Let me give you a good example. What's taking place in Ukraine and Russia. Okay. When Jesus comes, there's going to be peace. And during the millennial reign of Christ, there's going to be peace. Matter of fact, it talks about how men are going to turn their swords into plowshares, and the reapers are going to overtake the harvest. The harvest is going to overtake the reaper. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, it's going to be a different kingdom. Right now, the Satan is the prince and the power of this air. If God is, let me put it this way, without being misunderstood, Satan is the god of this world. In other words, he is controlling it in the hearts of men and of kingdoms. Even though God the Father is sovereign, he owns it all, right? He owns it all. But Satan is like, I use this at the very beginning of our study in the book of Revelation. Satan is like a squatter. You know what a squatter is? He came and he took some property that does not belong to him. And most squatters don't take care of their properties. They ruin it and they wreck it and they just make a mess of the property. That's what Satan has done to this earth. He is a squatter here. And during the tribulation period, and we're reading in this verse now, Jesus Christ is coming and taking back what rightfully belongs to that squatter, the devil. And it talks about the kingdom of this world, that Satan, who is the prince and the power of the air, who is the prince of this world, Christ is now reclaiming this earth to his own. He's redeeming this earth. And they're going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. Remember the Lord's Prayer there in Matthew chapter number 6. Lord, teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, pray in like manner. And again, I've said this over and over again. They call it the Lord's Prayer, and a lot of people will repeat this prayer. You know, our Father which art in heaven. No, we're to pray in that manner. It's the model prayer. That's a whole other subject. But he said this, when you pray, pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me ask you a question. Is God's will being done on earth today as it is in heaven?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.